Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Tierra. Can I help you?
Yeah, my name is Doug Smith. I have a subscription to the Discovery line, and I have been charged repetitively for items that I am not receiving. And in fact, I got a message this morning saying that another charge had been attempted. Now, I want you guys to cancel my subscription or put it on hold until the ones that I am supposed to be getting have been delivered. I cannot believe that you are still charging customers for items that you are not producing or sending. Are you there?
Your account number.
Just a moment. Are you there?
I am.
My account number is 292-001-10-001. Now, in fact, if it's possible, I would appreciate it if you would refund every charge you have made for ships that I am still waiting for. Now, it looks to me like this has been going on for over a year.
Can you verify the name and address?
Douglas Smith. The address is 6 La Cantera, Sandia Park, New Mexico, 87047.
So what is the last ship that you received?
I don't know. It's been about a year and a half. Honestly, I think it may have been a Section 31 drone. I think that was the last one I received.
That's correct. And you have one order that says that it was delivered on May the 6th. That would be your next ship, which is the USS Hiawatha. It's number 20. And then you have an order with an upcoming delivery date. That one is the Klingon sarcophagus. I think I'm saying that right.
That sounds right, but here's the problem. There are at least a half a dozen ships that are backlogged. There may be more. Now, since I'm on the phone with you, I don't want to go through my email and figure that out, because I know you can see it on your side, whether it's been delivered or not, and what's on hold. This is unethical.
So,
and possibly illegal.
So the only ships that you haven't received are 13, 14, 18, 21, 22, 23, 28, 30, and 32. They're still scheduled to come to you. You haven't been charged for those because they haven't been sent. You are only charged for the...
Not what my records say. Check this out. This is the one I got today. Thank you for your membership. We hope you're enjoying this exciting program. However, we received an error when we attempted to charge the credit card that you provided for your payments. Now, I'm not receiving my stuff, and you're taking money out of my account.
The only two ships that you have are the ones that I just named, and those are the two that you haven't received, correct? The one that was supposedly delivered according to the tracking and the one that is on the way?
No, ma'am. I have not received any of my ships for over a year.
Okay. So the one that says delivered, I can offer a reship for that one, and then you can wait to see when the other one arrives, and you'd like to put a hold on your future orders until you get those two ships, correct?
One moment, ma'am. I'm going to go look through my email, and I'm going to show you and give you numbers for the ships that are missing. All right? Now, this is going to take us a minute. Just a moment. So you tried to charge me for something today.
That's the worker bee. That's number 13.
All right. The Hiawatha has not been received.
That's the one that said it was delivered that I just mentioned, number 20.
What delivery date does your database give?
It says May the 6th. That would have been yesterday.
All right. I'll go to the post office and check it. Now, let's go back further here. Klingon Botlet class. Not received.
Which number is that?
SSDUK031.
That's your order from last year. You don't have that?
No. I told you, I haven't got anything in over a year. It says you can track your order. I'm looking. It says,
I've reached
we're working on
you.
Your order. An estimated delivery date is coming soon.
Okay, I've reshipped that to you.
Everything I look at says we're working on your order. An estimated delivery date is coming soon. Now, you have charged me for like 6 or 8 of these, maybe 10. And I haven't gotten anything, and every one of them says we're working on your order. All right? Now, I don't know what the hell's going on, but I want my money back. And I want to be taken off of your subscription.
Okay, so now you'd like to cancel the account instead of suspending it?
It doesn't seem to me that you are in earnest of delivering product. So, yes.
I offered to reship it. Do you want the reship or not?
Ma'am, I do like the products. But I don't like the fact that I'm missing an undetermined number of ships. There's so many, I'm not even sure. It would take me an hour to go through my emails and figure it out.
If you'd like to review what you don't have, we can give you a reship of that and place your shipments on hold until a later date. It's your decision. There's no problem with reshipping you for ships that you supposedly don't have.
All right, so you're suggesting that I go back through my emails and then call you back?
Yes.
So that I have information? All right, fine. Listen, this is where we're going to end up right now. Do not charge me for anything else. Put my account on hold or whatever it is you have to do.
Okay, I'll do that for until September. Is there anything else that I could help you with today?
You can do what you said, resend the ship that you said was received, but nothing has shown up in a year. So I'll take it since I paid for it.
And then check about the one that was delivered to you yesterday.
I will.
Thank you for calling Inc. I'm all center your day.